The Rebbe, in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter number 1853, this is in volume 6 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and this is dated on the 22nd, Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of El Toshin, based Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is sending it to Mr. Kahanov Sheikhya, Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness that I received the note from the leadership of the Reshet Olav Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch in the Holy Land, the Bona Visikoinen, about your kind, good attitude to them and the support, the help that you gave them on the difficult times. So you're there for them. The Rebbe says the great value of this matter is, I'm sure it's extra to go into at length. And it is known that there is a big difference between when you try to impact adults or you try to impact children. That by a small little turn off the proper direction, when we're talking about adults, so usually it's only going to be a small thing. Make a mistake, you tilt, you go away a little bit. But when we talk about the education of the young generation, so then it's possible that even a small change can cause tremendous amount of damage when they grow up. A person is like the tree in the field, it says in the Pasuk, Adam Eitz HaSodeh. And we see that a small change in the seed is touches to the main growth of the tree, both qualitatively and quantity-wise. So if at all times it was the special attention needed to be given to the education of the young children, the young generation, how much more so in our days, after all the terrible devastation of the Holocaust, a very important chunk has been destroyed, both quantity-wise and also quality. The Jewish people lost a big part of the Jewish people. So therefore, on this also, how much more so is it the importance of each and every one, every boy, every girl, of the sons and daughters of Israel? So therefore, it's great the privilege of each one who participates in bettering the situation of education, especially such an education which ties the young generation to the traditions of their fathers and the past, which is lasts for eternity, presently and for the future. This is the foundation and the basis of the existence of the Jewish people throughout all of our Golos until the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, is the education, the foundation, this connection with the traditions of our past, and bring it to the present and the future. I thank you again, double thank you, for your help in the past. I ask you also for the future to give your support to the administration of the Reshet Olav Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch in the time of their need. Especially, sure, you will do as much as you can, all your possibility and your abilities. And for the new year, it's coming upon us, Kol Yisrael L'Tov L'Vracha, I'm expressing my blessing to you, your family, Sheikh Yu, blessing with honor and blessing. So here the Rebbe is thanking this guy, supporting them. Apparently they were in hardship and difficult situation. The guy come across, this Mr. Kahanov came across to help them. And the Rebbe points out to him the essential importance of young children over there. You need to give them everything, because a small little bent in the wrong direction could affect later on. And also quotes the fact that a person is like a tree, and the kernel can affect the growth, both quality and quantity wise. And the Rebbe says, especially after the Holocaust, you know, now we need more than ever to preserve and to keep what kept us through the whole all of the generations, and to bring it to the first generation is this education of the young generation. And the Rebbe thanks him, double thanks him, and says that I hope that also the future, thanks for the past and the future, you'll stand them by their needs and help them out. And Rebbe blessed him for Ksivah Simatoyva.